be leading our service this morning, going to be preaching for us, and we're very grateful to have him come. So you pray as he comes to bring the message.
Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody here today. I love that song that you sang, How Great Thou Art. 50 years ago, I surrendered to preach in a little town in Fairbank. Well, it was actually, you probably never even heard of it. What is it? Where the Santa Claus house is? North Pole. North Pole, Alaska. It was just a little bitty town. It's a big town now. But then it was a little bitty town. And that's where I surrendered to preach. And it was there in Alaska that I first time I ever heard that song. And so I appreciate that being sung today. That confirms to me that God wants me up here to preach to you today. Okay. I think we are approaching, and we are now in, probably one of the most important times in America's history. Okay? Most of you, I hope, got a handout. Some of you didn't. Okay? Okay. I'm going to be preaching on the Jewish timetable. Okay? And that's what I gave out. I gave you what that is today. Today is the 13th day of September is the very last day of the Jewish year. And it's the 29th day of Elul. Tonight at 6 o'clock, when the sun goes down, another Jewish day begins. You see, they go back to the first Genesis 1, verse 5, where God says, the evening and the morning were the first day. So they took that to mean night and day. And so they begin their daytime, or they begin their day and the day. And night, when the sun goes down. And so we just take that to be about 6 o'clock p.m. And what they do is they count the night hours in four watches. The first watch is from 6 to 9. The second watch from 9 to 12. The third watch is from 12 to 3. And from 3 to sunup is the fourth watch. Now, on each watch during the night, they would blow the shofar. I brought one today. And I hope I've got enough breath to blow it. Okay, this is a Shemanite shofar. It's this is from a goat, by the way, a wild goat that runs in the hills there in Israel. And this is another shofar. They're both the same, but this is a ram's horn. Okay, and this is the word that the Bible uses for the trumpet. It's translated trumpet, not a trumpet, it's a shofar. Okay, this is what Christ is going to blow when he returns. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be this. Okay, let me blow this. I hope I've got enough breath. We got any trumpet players out there? See, I'm so bad at blowing this that I had to put a trumpet in on the end of it. Okay, that's the blow. That's a shofar. Now, today, or the end of the day, it begins the Jewish New Year, and today we call it Rosh Hashanah. But in your Bible, it's not called Rosh Hashanah at all. It's called the Feast of Trumpets, okay? And so on Rosh Hashanah, they're going to begin to blow that shofar, and they're going to blow it 100 times through the day, okay? And that's what's going to take place. Now, as I told you, they count the time at night, that's their first day, by different sounds of the shofar. And I believe that the shofar is what Jesus was talking about when he said to Peter, okay, that before the crow calls, I'm getting this, before the crow crows. Okay. A cock crows. That's it. Okay. Before the cock crows, okay, you're going to deny me three times. Well, the very last one that is blown at 3 o'clock is called the cock crow. That's because it sounded like a rooster crowing. And so I believe that's really probably what he's talking about. Could be a rooster too. I don't make any difference to me, but I think that's probably what he was talking about. Now they begin to count the days, the hours. In the daytime, 7 o'clock is hour one. Okay, 8 o'clock in the morning, that's two. Three, the third hour is 9 o'clock, our time in the morning. And goes on up to noon. Noon is the sixth hour. Okay, that counts back down, and the ninth hour is 3 o'clock, okay? So that's exactly the time when Jesus died on the cross, was in the ninth hour, and that's what it tells in your Bible, and you are to understand that to be 3 o'clock, okay? So that's the time. Now, let's go back to what Rosh Hashanah is all about, okay? I want you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter 3:9. In 2 Peter 3:9, it's a well-known passage. You'll recognize it right off, okay? It says, and I'm reading from the New IV. You may have a King James, whatever you've got, it's pretty similar. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Okay, today that's what we're going to talk about. Repentance, okay? Now, what is repentance? Well, I want to turn to another passage of Scripture, Isaiah. The very first chapter. So if you got an index to you, you can find it really fast. I want to read about 19 verses. Begin reading at verse 2. Hear, O Israel, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know my people, do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a blood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. But the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or smoothed with oil. Your country is desolate. Your cities burned with fire. Your fields are being stripped by foreigners. Right before you lay waste and when overthrown by strangers, the daughter of Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a hut in the field of melons, like a city under siege. Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom and would have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, your people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and fat and fatted animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moon, Sabbaths, and convocations. I cannot bear your evil assemblies, your new moon festivals, and your appointed feasts. My soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Wow, what a passage of scripture. I really believe America is there right now. America is there right now. And so if we don't repent, okay, then we're going to seek his judgment. And that's really what I want to preach about today. Okay, so what is repentance? Okay, what does it mean that we are all to come to repentance? Okay, well, those verses in Isaiah 15, 16, and 17 told you. I'm going to read them again. Okay, beginning at verse 15. Okay, wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Okay? Now, many people think that repentance means to be sorry for what you have done. And so they go before God and they say, I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me for what I've done. And then about two or three days later, they do the same thing again. They do the same thing again and again. I'm here to tell you today that repentance is not being sorry for anything. Do you know that Judas repented? He was sorry for what he did to Christ, but he went straight to hell. Repentance does not mean you are sorry for anything, okay? Repentance means that you are willing to turn around and go the other direction, that you are willing to do what God wants you to do, and your life has to be changed. If your life does not change, then you have not repented. Okay?
Amen.
And that's what I really believe. And I believe that America has come to the point where if she does not repent, God is going to take her out. Okay? And we're very, very closely, I believe, there. In fact, I think we're already there, really. And I'm going to show you why. Okay, so turn now, if you will, to Leviticus 23:1. In Leviticus, this is a very neat chapter. I hope you all really have studied this a lot. That'll help me out when I explain all this to you. Okay. In 23:1, it says, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts. Underline my, not yours, but my appointed feasts, the appointed feasts of the Lord. He repeats that twice. They're the Lord's, they're mine, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. Now the King James, if you got the King James, says holy convocation. Now, the Hebrew word there for that holy assembly or holy convocation is the Hebrew word for rehearsal. It's a holy rehearsal. It is an event that took place in time and with the idea that later on it will be fulfilled. Okay? And that's exactly what it is. And so, in a 7-month period between the time that Israel left Egypt and the time that Moses came back down from the Mount Sinai, the second time with the Ten Commandments, okay, that's the time period we're talking about, okay? A 7-month time period. Now, God uses the number 7 over and over and over. It means a complete time period, okay? And all you got to do is study that a while, and you'll find out what it means. And so the first 3 feasts, you know what they are. They started in Egypt, okay? They left Egypt, and before they left Egypt, what did they do? They made an offering, remember? They made an offering with sheep. They had to put the blood of the sheep, kill it, put it on their doorposts and lintels, okay? And the very next day, okay, then after all of the firstborn were killed, what happened? They left, okay? Pharaoh said, leave, and so they left, okay? Now, that was the feast that we're talking about, was the first one, and the Israelites were to do it over and over and over and over. When they got into the land, they were to do that over and over as a reminder of what God had done for them. Okay? Just like the song said, he's an awesome God, and that's who we serve. Now, what it looked forward to was, though, the time when that lamb was not a lamb, but it was the Lamb of God. Amen. And that was Christ Jesus. Amen. When he came and died on that cross, it was exactly the same time period as we're talking about here in Egypt. It didn't happen 2 days later or 3 days. It happened to the very moment that they killed that lamb. That's when he came on the cross, okay? Now, the first 3 feasts are already fulfilled by Christ, okay? They were fulfilled by his death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection, okay? And they are, first fruits is his resurrection, okay? The Feast of Unleavened Bread is the time in which we eat unleavened bread, represents our time after we receive him as our Savior. We are then forgiven from our sins, and that unleavened bread didn't have leaven in it, which represented sin. And so those 3 feast periods are completed, okay? Now the 4th feast, okay, is Pentecost. On Pentecost, that was the time when the Holy Spirit came down, okay? And that's the 4th feast, and that's been fulfilled. That's kind of neat. It looked forward to the time when Moses came down the first time. What did he do the first time? He brought the 10 Commandments, but what was going on? They were worshiping a golden calf, remember? Okay, he took that golden calf. He broke the 10 Commandments, by the way. Had to have them again. That's why he went back and got them a second time. Now, he broke the 10 Commandments, okay? Then he went down, and he took this golden calf, and he ground it up into dust, okay? And what did he do with it? He put it in the river. He put it in the water that was flowing and made all the people drink from it. Do you remember? Now, how many died? Do you remember? Exactly 3,000. 3,000 died, okay, because they were guilty of drinking or of worshiping that golden calf, and so 3,000 of them died. Now, that passage was fulfilled, okay, on Pentecost, and that's what that looks forward to, at this exact same period of time, and that's Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit came down, and Peter preached, and how many were saved? 3,000. You think that's an accident? No, no. It told you that that was now complete, that that had been fulfilled. The rehearsal that they had been doing had become complete. Okay, now we have the last three feasts, and that's what I'm talking about today. The last three feasts have not been fulfilled yet, okay? They speak of the second coming of Christ, and they taught that's the time period in which the Jews are going to receive Christ as their Savior because their eyes were blinded the first time. They didn't, but they will then, okay? Now, we're in that time period right now, okay? Tonight at midnight, or midnight, at sundown, I keep wanting to use our time. By the way, our time, you know where we get our time from? It's a Roman time period from a Catholic priest put that into existence, and that's what we use, that time period. The Jews don't do that. The Jews believe they're doing God's timetable, and I think they are, and so they do it a little different. Now, at sundown tonight, we're going to be doing Rosh Hashanah. Now, that in your Bible is the first of trumpets. In 23, it'll tell you that, okay? I'm just going to tell you. I don't have time to read all those passages, but I'm going to tell you what it is. That's the Feast of Trumpets, okay? Now, on that day, a trumpet is sounded. Right now, they sound 100 times. Now, they do that for 10 times in a row. For 10 days until the Day of Atonement, which is 10 days later, and by the way, it's going to be on the 23rd of today, or this month will be the 23rd. That's going to be the Day of Atonement. And they blow the trumpet 100 times every day. Okay? Now, their New Year is celebrated just like ours. You know, it's a big time. Boy, tonight they're going to be really doing it. The Jews are going to be having a great time. They're going to be dancing and singing and all these things is going to be going on, okay? And so, just like ours, what do? At New Year's. Boy, we do the same thing, don't we? Throw up flags and dance and sing. And well, they're going to do the same thing, okay? Most of them. But an Orthodox Jew, one who really loves the Lord and knows his Torah, it's not a time of dancing and praising and so on and so forth, okay? Because he knows that the blowing of the shofar, okay, is a time period in which they are to repent. God gives them 10 days to repent. Now, the Jew understands, and he believes, that on Rosh Hashanah, God writes in his book everything that's going to happen to everyone on the face of the earth and every nation. That happens on Rosh Hashanah tonight, okay? But he gives you 10 days to repent. So he has 10 days, they call that the days of awe. He gave you 10 days to repent. Okay, and change your way. If you need to go talk to somebody you've cheated, then that's what you're supposed to do, okay? And that's what repentance is. And so God in his grace allows you 10 days before he seals it on the Day of Atonement. But on the Day of Atonement, he seals what he's going to do and it will happen. That's what the Jews believe. Now, here's what's really neat. As the shofar is being blown, okay, the very last time that it's blown, the last time on the Day of Atonement, the one who blows the shofar holds it out as long as he can until he completely runs out of breath. And so, now, what God is saying, okay, and what they are saying, is God allows you the longest period of time possible so that maybe one person would repent and not perish. That's the God that we worship. That's who we worship. We worship a God of mercy and grace, and he is not willing for anyone to perish or any nation to perish, but you have to repent, okay? Now, in the New Testament, the word we have is believe, okay? It means to believe, receive Christ. It doesn't mean to come to a mental understanding of it. It means to place your life into him. Okay, there's a little illustration. Do you ever use that illustration about the barrel? About the guy going over Niagara Falls in a barrel? Have you ever used that? Okay, he says, he's the guy that was going to do it. Okay, he said, do you believe that I can do this? He said, yeah, I believe you can do that. He said, oh? then get in the barrel. That's what God's saying to us. When you say you believe, he says, you get in the barrel. You've got to put your life in my hands, okay? And that's exactly, did you know that that's what the children of Israel were doing when they walked through the Dead Sea? They did exactly the same. They had to put their hands into God's hands, okay? We do too. If you don't do that, then all it is rhetoric. All you're doing is just confessing something, saying, oh, I'm sorry. And then you're going to turn around and do it again the next day, the next day. And that is not repentance, okay? But God is a gracious God. And he goes on and on and on and is long-suffering. He lets us get by with all kinds of things, okay? Look, I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. And I'm just as big a sinner as any in this room, okay? The only difference with me is God chose me to become a preacher 50 years ago. And I'm up here not because I'm not a sinner, because I am. I'm a sinner saved by his grace just like any of you, okay? And let me tell you, I'm up here with fear and trembling. Let me tell you, I haven't preached in a while. And what I tell you today, if it's not the truth, okay, God holds me accountable. And you don't get up here and preach, okay, you know, unless you know what you're saying is the truth, okay, because that's the way it is, people. Okay, now, repentance. What does repentance mean? Repentance means that you change your way of living, that you do what's right, not what's wrong. Now, let me tell you some other things that tells it what, by the way, I don't have a watch, so I'm probably going to go over time. What time is it?
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we're in good shape. Okay, very good. Now, God made a promise to Abraham, and it was an unconditionally promise. In Genesis Genesis 12, and he made a statement there with Abraham. He said, anyone who blesses you, whoever blesses you, I will bless. But whoever curses you, I will curse. Okay? Now, America became great, I believe, because she was a haven for the Jews. Okay? She's always been that way. And so God has blessed America. But about, I don't know how many years ago, that started to decline. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Okay? Next week, okay, next week, one of them is the 15th, and I think one of them is possibly the 14th, okay? Our president has already got enough votes, okay, from people who swung over to his viewpoint to pass that law, okay? You know what I'm talking about. The law, the nuclear agreement that he's made with a country, okay, that is the worst enemy the Jews ever had. They have sworn to completely annihilate the Jews and to drive them all in the sea. And our president has now got enough votes to put that into office. Okay? Do you think the billions of dollars that we're going to give that nation is going to be used for good things? No, it's not. No, it's not. A second thing, on the 15th of this month, okay, the UN is going to ratify, okay, the nation of the Philistines, that's what they are, the Palestinians, okay, and make them a country. The Palestinian flag is going to fly there in front of the UN building on the 25th of this day. Now that means, if that happens, that Israel is going to be split in half. God is not going to let that happen. I'll guarantee you, he will not let that happen. So I believe that something very drastically is going to happen to America, okay? And it's going to happen this week. So what I'm telling you is, if we the church don't get on our knees and repent and do something more than rhetoric, okay, our America as we know it, I think, is going to end. I think we are very, very closely approaching to that end. Now, not only that, but it matches up with the Jewish timetable. Do you know that this year, the next year, is the 70th Jubilee of Israel? They've been counting Jubilees since they came back, okay, from Egypt, from the Mount Sinai, and this is the 70th Jubilee. Now, according to the rabbis, the 70th Jubilee, okay, is the passage in back in Daniel where he talks about the 70th Sabbath, and they believe and are proclaiming that this is the year that probably their Messiah will return. Now, who's their Messiah? Ours, isn't he? He's the same one. Okay, so it very, very might be that this is the time period in which Christ is going to return. Nobody knows the exact time, and I'm not prophesying that I know either. I'm just saying it's a possibility, a very possible, and it's been a good possibility for a while, hasn't it? Christ could return anytime, as I think everything is fulfilled. And I really believe that America is going to reap what she is sowing. And so we need to really get on our knees and begin to pray. Because this could either be a great revival, if the church wakes up and repents and prays, this could be the greatest revival that America's ever had. But if we don't, if we just sit back and just relax and say, well, nothing's going to happen, then we're in bad shape. So I really feel for this great country that I love. Look, I served it in the military for 20 years. America, I love America, okay? I think she's the greatest nation that ever was ever on the face of the earth. But I know what's happened to her. I know what's happened, okay? She's done some things that God just didn't, okay, he didn't approve of. One of them was abortion. You know, abortion has wiped out millions and millions of God's people, okay? Do you know that the Jews believe that when you're born, you're 1 year old? They believe, they count to 9 months in the womb. You are alive from conception. Okay? And that's what we need to understand too, okay? That abortion is terrible, evil. It's a thing against God. God said, don't do it, okay? Don't shed innocent blood, okay? And so I think we are going to be held account for that. And I think it's coming out very quickly, okay? Now, I might be wrong, okay? But I think this year, we're going to start seeing some things that America is really going to go down. Most of the time, it's financial. Most of the time, God's financial. Because what has happened to America? Who's our God? Who's our God? Money. Money is our God. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve money and God. America has become greedy. It's become a country which serves money. Okay? And God says, you can't do that. Okay? And I think we're very, very fastly approaching the time in which God is going to hold us accountable. Okay? Now, that's what the Jews believe this time period is. This is a time period in which God is going to judge the people. But he gives you a time period of 10 days for you to repent and change. And I don't know whether America is or not, but I'm going to tell you what, if the church doesn't do something about it, if we don't pray, there ain't nobody else praying. There's nobody else out there that's going to care about what's going on because they don't even believe that God exists. And so it's up to us. It's up to us to get on our knees before God and spend as much time as you possibly can praying for this country of ours. Because if you don't, then I think what's going to happen is going to happen. Thank you.